Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. National Pork Producers Council President-elect Lori Stevemer says that they continue to work on labor issues and have been doing so for a long time. Recently, she and other representatives from NPPC traveled to Washington, D.C. to talk with lawmakers about the importance of labor to the agriculture industry.
But it's important because we do have this labor shortage, especially in the rural areas. And so, you know, we as producers need access to those skilled workers to fill those on-farm jobs. And I think especially when we're here in D.C., we want to encourage Congress to think of this as an ag issue, right? Not to get into immigration or border security, which, you know, it can happen. That's where people want to take that issue. But to really remember, this is agriculture.
Stevemer says while in D.C., they also address the issue of trade with lawmakers.
27% of our pork is exported. That adds about $61 per value to a carcass. So having those trade opportunities, opening and expanding new trade opportunities is really key to our business.
She points out the number one country in terms of volume and value for U.S. pork exports is Mexico. About 40% of U.S. hams are shipped there annually. Japan, China, Canada, and South Korea round out the top five countries for top U.S. pork export markets, according to Stevemer. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.